This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. President Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, has been sentenced to 47 years in prison for tax evasion and bank fraud. As AP's Jackie Quinn reports, federal judge T.S. Ellis did not impose the sentence prosecutors were looking for.
Paul Manafort, in a wheelchair because of problems with gout, showed no visible reaction to the 47-month-long sentence. It stems from his work advising Ukrainian politicians and not from his work in the Trump campaign, a point stressed by White House counselor Kellyanne Conway.
There is no sentencing today that has anything to do with collusion with Russia in the campaign.
Manafort told the court he felt humiliated and ashamed, but the judge noted there was no apology. The former Trump campaign chairman still faces sentencing in the District of Columbia for a separate case for illegal lobbying. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen is suing the president's company for failing to pay his legal bills. AP Washington correspondent Warren Levinson.
Michael Cohen says the Trump Organization promised to pay his legal bills, but it stopped after federal agents seized the papers of the former Trump fixer last spring. Cohen's lawsuit says he was paid $1.7 million to cover legal costs, but since the payments stopped around the time he raised the possibility of cooperating with prosecutors, he's run up another $1.9 million in legal bills. Cohen's scheduled to report to prison in May to start serving a 3-year sentence for tax crimes, lying to Congress, and campaign finance violations stemming from his role in hush money payments to Trump paramours. Warren Levinson, New York.
India wants to keep buying Iranian oil at its current level of about 300,000 barrels per day as it's negotiating with Washington about extending a waiver of U.S. sanctions past early May. Two sources in India with knowledge of the matter have said India has reduced its purchases of Iranian oil but has been in talks on extending a sanctions waiver. This is VOA News. For the second time in as many months, the U.S. House of Representatives condemned hateful speech of all forms in an attempt by Democrats to end a controversy over one of their own members' remarks deemed anti-Semitic by many. We get more from AP's Mike Rossia.
The yeas are 407. The nays are 23.
The vote in the U.S. House of Representatives was lopsided, with members passing a resolution condemning anti-Semitism and other bigotry. The vote was a response to recent comments from freshman Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, who suggested congressmen who support Israel have allegiances to both the United States and Israel. Before the vote, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said members may disagree sometimes,
but never questioning the patriotism or motivation of anyone with whom we serve.
Mike Gracia, Washington.
A top French cardinal announced his resignation Thursday after being found guilty of covering up a pedophilia scandal involving a priest in his diocese. From Paris, Lisa Bryan has more on the verdict issued shortly after landmark sexual abuse summit at the Vatican.
In a statement to the media shortly after being handed a 6-month suspended prison term, Cardinal Philippe Barbara said he would be submitting his resignation to Pope Francis within days. Barbara said independently of his personal fate, he wanted to express compassion for sexual abuse victims in his Diocese of Lyon. He said they and their families would be in his prayers.
Oui, je le confirme. J'assiste.
One of Barbara's lawyers, Jean-Félix Luciani, told French radio the cardinal would appeal the conviction. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
36 countries, including all 28 EU members, called on Saudi Arabia on Thursday to release 10 activists and cooperate with a UN-led investigation into the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. At its Istanbul consulate, Francesca Lanay reports.
The detained women, some of whom campaigned for the right to drive, have allegedly been subject to electric shocks, flogging, sexual assault, and other forms of torture.
We are particularly concerned about the use of the counterterrorism law and other national security provisions against individuals peacefully exercising their rights and freedoms.
The statement was also signed by Canada and Australia and marked the first move against the kingdom at the UN Human Rights Council since it was set up in 2006. Those in the non-signing camp included the USA, Turkey, Israel, and Switzerland. There was no immediate Saudi reaction.
Reuters, Francesca Lanaya reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.